He said what they do is, they first of all, they'll lie about numbers, but second, they look at those cases, the January 6th, they consider January 6th, every single person that was there being investigated is its own case. Whereas Antifa, they'll take an entire city like Portland and they'll call the entire city, okay, that's Antifa's domestic terrorism case. So it's one case in this city for Antifa, but it's 5,000 cases in Washington, D.C. And also he said that the FBI gives six-figure bonuses for opening a domestic terrorism case on white males in America. So you can imagine, yes, you can imagine the kind of influence that has over what cases they're looking for.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Jeremy Sladen. You can find him on Rumble as JSlayUSA. And also joining him is my friend Chris Kay from ReadyHusband.com. Friends, as Mayorkas and Biden, the puppet-in-chief, gaslight the American people and say with a straight face that white supremacy is the number one threat our country faces, good God, it's time for logic to prevail. May God save the Republic. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no denying that gold is hot right now, and so is inflation. Prices are soaring, and experts are predicting there's more to come. Not so long ago, gold reached its all-time high of $2,069 an ounce, and now it's inching ever closer to that number once again. Bank of America, one of the largest banks in the world, is saying gold will rise further still to over $2,200 an ounce this year. Gold is already a safety net for your hard-earned money, and now when the stock market is all over the place and the value of the dollar is very uncertain, being safe really counts like never before. Now, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. Noble Gold is offering a 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin for any qualified IRA or old 401k rollover. Terms apply. A solid silver U.S. Mint issued coin celebrating our national parks. Free with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Give them a call at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Friends, we really appreciate you being here today. I have two patriots on the line, real men, men who know that it's time to be willing to defend our nation and be courageous. There is no more time to sit idly by, not paying attention to the fall of our nation. Let me welcome my guests. First, returning guest, Chris from ReadyHusband.com. How are you, brother?
Great, Sean. Thanks a lot for having me on again.
Well, it's a real pleasure. We'll show your site in a second, but let's welcome our guest that you brought on. It's the first time I met his acquaintance. It's Jeremy Sladen. WarriorMBS.com is the website, guys, and you can find him on Rumble at JSlayUSA. He's a former professional baseball player whose career ended in 2011. And I got to tell you, I didn't know Jeremy, but I watched some of his videos, including an interview with Dr. Alan Keyes. Without men, we are done. I'll play a soundbite from that in just a second. But first, let me welcome Jeremy. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. And it's a privilege. I've been watching your show for a while. So happy to be here and to get in touch with your audience.
Well, thanks for reaching out to our mutual friend, Chris, because I'm glad to have you on and call attention to your channel. It looks like you're doing excellent work over there. So we'll pay it forward with a couple of screen shares, guys, so you get to know the guests even better. ReadyHusband.wordpress.com. That is the website and the place to be for all things prep. Chris put this together. We did an interview about it. It doesn't matter what's coming, guys. Deadly weather, lawlessness. We see that everywhere, especially in the blue states and blue cities. Food shortages are coming. And yes, the financial crisis. I'm going to come back to my guests. Chris, does it shock you to see the videos we're seeing on Twitter of really a lot of black folks, but white folks too, looting stores, Walmarts and Targets, and just stealing, 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 and we haven't even hit hyperinflation yet? Times are still good here, Chris, but people are losing their minds already.
It does shock me, but I don't think it should. You know, the level of savagery that we see on a daily basis in this society right now, and we are still probably better than any other location on earth for the most part. But it is pure savagery what people are doing to each other, the lawlessness, the lack of any kind of respect for property rights, for rule and order. And that's right now. That's when there are still shelves and people can go out there and loot if that's what they're desiring to do. And that's what the blue cities and states are letting them do, with letting them get away with with wanton disregard for property rights and lawfulness. And so we talked about it last time, Sean, the devil is the ruler of this world and the devil is the father of lies. That's what Christ called him multiple times in the book of John. And that's what we see. So we should expect lawlessness. We should expect opposition to God's rule and God's order, whether it's property rights or the definition of a man and woman and definition of marriage. These are all the things that we should see. So I'm getting less and less shocked, I guess, to answer your question, but it is still shocking and just makes your stomach turn when you see those kinds of videos, knowing what will happen on day two or three or four of the shelves at Walmart being empty or the McDonald's drive-through being closed and people not being able to get their Big Macs, their Doritos, or fill up their Slurpees. There's going to be some ugliness going on that we can't even fathom right now.
Well, that's what concerns me. We haven't even hit the hard times and people are just destroying these inner cities. And yes, the blue state DAs, the Soros-backed DAs, the big city DAs, they're allowing this by removing rule of law. You can take anything up to $1,000 and you won't be prosecuted. So what do you think the net effect of that will be? Looting, which is exactly what the enemies of our nation want. And guys, I'm going to play a very, very key soundbite from Dr. John Coleman, the author of Conspirators Hierarchy, the story of the Committee of 300 in 1 second, because I want people to understand exactly who is behind this assault on the United States. I've talked a lot about this in the past, but Dr. John Coleman narrows it down to the absolute smoking gun proof of the people, the 300 people who essentially run the world, have run the world and still do today, and they are behind the fall of our nation. Jeremy, let me ask you something as we get to know you. Is that your Phillies uniform in the background there?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's the spring training uniform right there.
Well, here's what I love about sports. There are real men in sports, as long as we keep the trans men out of it. But of course, the trans men like to go and compete against the women and beat them up and then, stand there and get their gold medals, which to me is nothing less than cheating. But maybe you could address that for me. What does it say about the integrity of somebody, okay, in the case of Leah Thomas, a man who competed against men for 3 years on the collegiate level, then put on a female swimsuit and competed against women and won the 1600 meter freestyle by 38 seconds, destroying all of the women and stood happily on that podium to get his award? To me, that's cheating. And it just defies my belief that anybody would want to partake in that.
Yeah, not only that, it happened at my alma mater, Georgia Tech. I mean, that swim center, I walked by every day. I spent a lot of time in there. So it's simply incredible to me. And while I do look at that man that jumps in the pool with those women, and I think you're a perverted coward, and it makes me want to fight somebody like that, I'm more angry with the coaches, the NCAA, yeah, Georgia Tech, all of the people that have the money and influence to put together college sports that made a girl like Riley Gaines, who lives only at one town away from me, and I met the other day. She said, we were given no warning. And, whatever his name is, Leah Thomas, walks, strides in the locker room, pulls down all of his clothes, full junk exposed, and is staring at us females who are naked, and we've got nowhere to run. We were given no warning, and we go to the officials, and the officials tell us, oh, we figured this out. We made the locker rooms unisexual now, by whatever. We made them multisexual, and they were given no out. So I'm really angry at the structures as much as I am at the pervert that decides he's going to pretend he's a woman.
Yeah, let me play the soundbite with you and Dr. Alan Keyes here in a second. But Chris, you're a father with a daughter. Riley Gaines has said explicitly that the NCAA did not ask these gals for their consent. You know, what was just stated there by Jeremy is 100% true. The man walked into the women's locker room and got naked. And Riley Gaines reminded, I think it was an interview she did with Sebastian Gorka. She said, I'm married. And I believe she's married to either a current or former athlete. And her husband wanted to kick this guy's ass, rightfully so. And Riley said, no, please don't get involved. The NCAA should. And they didn't. So all of the apparatuses of government, every apparatus in this country is turned against we the people. Chris, how would this make you feel if Riley was your daughter?
Indescribably furious and in a sense of loss for the lawfulness of this society. America has never been perfect. It started as the shining city on a hill, and it was opposed from day one by the satanic influences we're seeing going today. But even when we were kids, it was a much more lawful society. So what happened with this entire Leah Thomas shenanigan that's been going on now and will continue to go on. What's been happening is just a turning of lawfulness into lawlessness, and it's a tragedy of epic proportions. It's growing by the day. In a normal society, in the old USA, if we want to say that term, there probably would be 50 or 100 counts of illegal activity at all levels, not just the perversion of that person being in a women's locker room. There have to be laws against that, but the conduct of all the officials and all the people that have done nothing but throw accolades at this poor, delusional person who should be seeking help in a loving way. But instead, it's the person is being raised up as an example of what to do and an example of some kind of greatness, which is, like you always say, Sean, it's an upside down world. It's bizarro world. It's evil for good and good for evil. And it's one glaring example of that going on right now.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Sitting on my desk here in front of me is E. Michael Jones' book, Logos Rising, A History of Ultimate Reality. And he talks about logic and God. And in one of your interviews, Jeremy, I was listening to, you said, and I quote, logic will bring you back to God. And I couldn't agree more. The problem is in our society right now, logic has been tossed out and insanity reigns, trans insanity reigns. But that's the devil's work, right? Turning everything upside down, inverting all that is good and turning it into evil. We were warned, Orwell warned us, war is peace. All right. So here is the Rumble channel for Jeremy, guys. I want everybody to head over there and subscribe. Jay Slay, USA. I will try to remember to leave a link below. And his website here, warriormbs.com. Is it time for a personal reset? We're going to share more about this here towards the end of the interview. Jeremy has a special offer. It's time to dial in. It's time to focus, get back to God, and take our nation back. Because again, without men, we are done. Here's the soundbite I wanted to play. Listen to this.
There's too many men who are either on the other side and don't want to have anything to do with courage, and they want to be emasculated. They want to be comfortable and just go with whatever the machine tells them to do. And then there's a big group. The biggest group of all is in the middle with their head in the sand, and they want to pretend they have a sense that something is really off, maybe since COVID and everything else. But they would rather not address it, because if they really dig and they see what's going on, it will force them into a decision to be courageous or not. And they don't want to have to face that decision. So my answer is locally, yes, at a family level, at a community level, we can stand strong.
I'm coming back to my guests. Just 3% of the colonists stood up against King George in the onslaught against our nation in the early days, friends. 3%. We need at least 3% of the men to stand up right now. And I'm going to tell you exactly who is trying to take down our nation here in a second. I've got another soundbite to play. But logic will bring you back to God, Jeremy. You hit the nail on the head. We need people to wake up and just use logic at this point.
Totally agreed. I mean, we're in a time where, like I said before, not to beat a dead horse, but men have to stand up, and it doesn't take that many. And, you know, there was a great book that was written around that time when there was only 3%, and that was Common Sense by Thomas Paine. And it really activated the colonists into action. I think the number went from 3% up to 10 or something. I know it grew after that book came out. That man was 37 years old when he wrote that book. He'd never written a book before. And just reading it will let you know men of that time period were very learned, very educated. But he stepped up and used his skills and activated the American colonists to take their country.
Yeah, that's right. And look, we were given a gift by men braver than we. They gave us a republic and our constitution, and it's being destroyed from within. So before we get into some current news, I want to play this soundbite from Dr. John Coleman. He's the author of the book, Conspirators' Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300. Now, King George, who he says is of the Venetian Party of the North, that's literally what the party of King George was called, he says, free trade is piracy. There's no such thing. And it began with Adam Smith and the East India Trading Company, which made millions, massive money, so much money, in fact, it's incalculable, in the drug trade of heroin, producing poppies. They turned China into addicts, as you guys well know, all controlled by these 300 men, who today still run the United States and the world. They financed the war against the colonists in the United States, and their wealth cannot be measured. Let me play this soundbite from John Coleman, guys. Listen up.
So you can see the influence, the evil, baleful influence of the British East India Company upon the great nation of the United States of America. They were the ones who financed the war They put up the money for the British troops to buy the Hessian mercenaries and to fight the colonists. Those brave 3%, let me remind you that only 3% of the people took arms and stood up against the mighty army of King George III. These 300 men in the Committee of 300 still run the world today with an iron fist. Their wealth is untold, cannot be measured. I know I looked at some of the records that I could find in Italy, in Rome. I've done most of my work on location, and this has always been invaluable to me. And I came across the families in Italy who were called the Fondi, meaning the people who had all the money. They were all members of the Committee of 300, the Lucatis, the Recanatis, the Volpi du Miseratis. These people are so wealthy that they would make David Rockefeller look like a piker.
Their wealth cannot be measured. It's so incalculable that it would make David Rockefeller's wealth. By the way, David Rockefeller openly bragged in his autobiography that he's guilty of trying to destroy the United States and usher in a one-world government. I just want people to know, Rockefeller, Rothschild, those are the names we usually traffic in. There are 300, a committee of 300 men so powerful that are part of that network that their wealth is immeasurable. And those are the folks trying to destroy our nation, guys. So when we see news like this, Biden and DHS Secretary Mayorkas claim white supremacy is the greatest threat to the United States, we know who these people work for. I'll play these sound bites in a second, but guys, it's beyond the pale. There are traitors in charge of our government, and I don't use that term loosely. In my view, they are absolute traitors, and they're beholden to groups like the Committee of 300 and the World Economic Forum and the Council on Foreign Relations and Club of Rome, etc. How do we throw these traitors off, gentlemen? Any ideas at this point?
I've got an idea that's probably... Go ahead, Chris.
All I was going to say is that the key, clearly, or the origin of this whole thing, even the best-run human committee of 300 people would in some way be dysfunctional, would in some way be unable to orchestrate events on a global scale in every single effort of human life, whether it's the food supply or medicine or the COVID hoax or taxation or the definition of marriage, all these different areas. So whether it's the Bilderbergs or the CFR or the WEF or the WHO or you name it, there's one that rules them all, right? It's the Luciferian agenda is run by Lucifer himself. And so the only explanation for all this is that it is a supernaturally intelligent and capable being that's orchestrating all this evil that's being perpetrated on the human race. And so to answer your question, Sean, the only answer is a return, a focus on the Almighty and lawfulness and his goodness and his grace and his salvation and everything that the Bible tells us to do to oppose evil with good. And that boils down to each individual making choices where the Lord has placed us in your family for preparation, in your community, in local politics, possibly depending on how completely taken over the political system is, where you are on red states and red states leadership doing the right thing, like a number of red states are. That really is the key in my mind.
Jeremy, what are your thoughts? I think what Chris said is very much true, and that's probably why they malign Jesus Christ, right? That's why Hollywood loves to make movies about Satanism and demons and demon possession. Rarely do you see a movie about Jesus Christ and the light and the life and the way. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, especially not from Hollywood, not from traditional Hollywood. There's some people making inroads that are believers in Hollywood, but I 100% agree with Chris. I think he's nailed it, because if they are fighting with a spiritual power, we have to fight with a spiritual power, which is the real light, which is really the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. We have to have him on our side. Otherwise, you have one of two options, and I'm not saying that these cannot be godly options, but one option is going to fail, and that's guys like me deciding, okay, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm going to go find the local Oath Keepers, and I'm going to go find this or that group that's willing to get violent, and we're going to try. We're going to try to do something, and we're going to put a plan together, and maybe it's through subversion. Maybe that is simply not strong enough. We would be made out to be the biggest January Sixers of all time. It would actually hurt the Patriot movement. What you would have to have is the knowledge you just dropped on your audience about the Committee of 300, the Rothschilds. You know, I could go down the line, the WEF. if there, you know, you'd have to have people like General Flynn in touch with international leaders that were patriots of humanity, not just patriots of the United States, saying, here's not only the plan to take these people out, here's the plan to that we're going to follow that up with in terms of a new constitution, a new, you know, governmental structure. Because if all you do is take people out, and I know I'm, you know, I'm talking on dangerous ground here, but if that's all you do and nothing's left in its wake, the people that are right behind them are going to step in, and you don't want that. So we are absolutely not ready to have any kind of a violent battle. So I would go back to what Chris is saying. We have to have God. We absolutely have to have his power. And whether that is an end time scenario, you know, regardless of what revelation type belief you hold, that the Lord and Savior is going to be King of Kings in the end, that's what we have to hold to. But I do believe that, kind of like Daniel with in Babylon, or David and Goliath, God can raise up people to do amazing things in his power in a very dark and godless world. So I look for those things. That's what I'm excited about. The Warrior Program is helping raise up men to stand in strength, truth, and also to be prepared. But in terms of, you know, I'm a fighter, you know, I'm a guy that wants to put a plan together. But right now it's like, until I know that there's behind the scenes some heavy, heavy hitters talking to international, you know, even like a Vladimir Putin, him saying, I'm not woke, I'm going to help. You know, like, I don't know, man. It's a little muddy.
Well, you said something that resonates with my audience, and it's the fact that the infiltration of patriot groups is heavy-handed and obvious at this point. We know what happened on January 6th as Ray Epps remains free, and others who maybe were following the directions of Ray Epps are sitting in gulags in Washington, D.C. Also, we know the Oath Keepers, which you mentioned, was infiltrated by the FBI. And so, again, we see the deep state trying to infiltrate and destroy any movements that might save our nation. So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I shared this over on Twitter, and I wrote, I loathe these traitorous masked feds who work overtime to support the official BS narratives. These masked twats remind me of Ray Epps, but at least that intel asset didn't wear a mask. Did you guys see this? The Patriot Front? This is a joke. Watch this.
Blue shirts and khakis. That's ridiculous. That's just right out of a government uniform.
Isn't it, Chris? Yes. And look at the glasses. Mask. They almost all have the same glasses. They all have the same shirts. They all have the same caps. They all have the same masks. They all look like feds. These guys look like they stepped right out of Quantico training to me.
And the masks are the most telling point. Who wears masks? It's Antifa. It's the folks that are out there creating hell and destruction. So I have serious doubts. I had not seen that one, but I do have serious doubts about that organization or any organization. I had hope with the 17th letter of the alphabet and all the drops and everything else that was going on a couple years ago, but that seems to have petered out. And I can only conclude that was a psyop. Now I'd love to hear what you guys think about that. Everybody's got an opinion about that. But I don't see anything really going on. I hope that something is where it's an international vision of restoring freedom for humanity, like you're talking about, Jeremy. And if it is, then there will be plenty, even with just 3% of the U.S. population jumping in, there will be plenty of people to support that. But wow, I just don't see it. You know, you read the book of Revelation and there's no restoration, it doesn't seem, of humanity to freedom. It's just the new world order and then blood rising to the height of a horse's bridle and those kinds of verses, which are pretty shocking.
Jeremy, feel free to comment on that. Otherwise, I could say a few things about Q, but I do want to play a soundbite from the Trader in Chief from this past weekend. You want to talk about the gaslighting of America? Let me play that in just 1 second. Do you want to make any comments before I do so?
Yeah, you know, I kind of left it on a little bit of a dark note in terms of, you know, it's either violence or just trusting in the Lord, which I'm not one that believes that all we should be doing is prayer and supplication. I think that that's incredibly important, and that should be the backbone of any action that we take. But I'm going to tie this into Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines and her teammates had an opportunity there. They were at the NCAA tournament. All of their families, I guarantee you, were in attendance. They could have all marched right out of that locker room and said, we will not compete in this this perversion that they're calling college sports that we have worked our whole life to get here. And they all could have packed it up with their moms and dads and gone home and made a statement. And we've seen that happen with Southwest. I believe that they locked arms and stood together and said, no more masks. We saw it with, I believe, BF Goodrich when they said, you can't tell us that we can wear BLM shirts, but we can't wear a MAGA hat. That's ridiculous. And they all stood up against the power of these massive companies, and they were able to overturn it for a time. So I think as American people, mass noncompliance is still the best instrument of power we have, because they cannot compete against our sheer numbers. And 3% of Americans may have not wanted to fight, but I guarantee you it was more than 3% of the colonists, I should say, that didn't want to be taxed the way they were being taxed. So mass noncompliance, I think, is an easier sell to the American people that's sick and tired of having a traitorous president and a two-tier justice system.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know Bank of America is saying gold will go to $2,200 this year? An all-time high. Invest in a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments today and take advantage of this rare opportunity to secure your retirement savings. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment and no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. But I myself own gold. With the experts at Noble Gold Investments, you can ride the wave of gold's historic rise to financial security amidst all the inflation. This month, they're offering a solid silver 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin if you qualify. noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. You know, you spark a thought here. It's very poignant that you had mentioned Riley again, because I think the woman's got the heart of a lion. And I would take her in this war, this fight to save our republic, over at least 50% of the men out there. I mean, at least probably a much higher number. 70% of the men either don't know what's going on or do not care. 100%. And Riley Gaines cares, and she's putting her life on the line, literally. I mean, they wanted to hang her alive at San Francisco State University. I'm sure you saw that clip. These people are insane, and they have no idea what cultural Marxism is. They have no idea that they're serving the very same masters that they would protest against if they knew the truth. They are serving the Committee of 300, Rothschild Zionism, and cultural Marxism. They're serving, literally, George Soros. And they either don't know or they don't care. I think they don't know and they don't care. So let's listen to this clip from the traitor in chief who did not get 81 million votes. He was inserted into the presidency. And as the borders are wide open, this is the gaslighting of America coming from this demon creature's mouth.
To choose love over hate, unity over disunion, progress over retreat, to stand up against the poison white supremacy, as I did my inaugural address to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland, is white supremacy.
All right, so he's fomenting race wars. He's speaking to a largely all-black audience and literally gaslighting them. And guess who's in his pocket? Guess who agrees? Mayorkas.
The president yesterday at his commencement address for the Howard University graduates called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that correct?
It tragically is. You know, in the terrorism context, domestic violent extremism is our greatest threat right now. Individuals are driven to violence because of ideologies of hate. Anti-government sentiments, false narratives, personal grievances, and the like. And regrettably, we have seen a rise in white supremacy.
All right.
Look, garbage.
It makes my blood boil, because anybody with two brain cells to rub together knows they're gaslighting us as the borders are wide open. And at least a few of the most recent mass shooters were either Mexican gang members of a different color, or they were trans people. And this is the gaslighting of our nation, as these men lie and the borders are wide open. So, I don't know. I mean, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, do they not?
No doubt. And that's a great example of the devil being the father of lies and the ruler of the world. All the institutions are going to serve him. And so the way that those two examples, the quote unquote president and Mayorkas and every other one of them that's up there, Harris, you name it, DOD, Austin, the way they can so seemingly coherently, except for Biden, I suppose, but can put out the lies in such a unified way where they match the ideological, the narrative of their entire effort. It's amazing to me how Mayorkas could just spew all that stuff so clearly, so one after the other, lie, and they all do it, and the media does it, and they're all being supported by the media. I kind of wonder, as an aside, what the training is, if it's some kind of a spiritual thing where they're linked up, or if it's an MK Ultra thing. They just do such a great job of it, and it is so effective on the vast majority of the sheeple population. It's impressive, as tragic as it is.
I want to do a follow-up question with you, and then Jeremy, I know, wants to weigh in. But what strikes me about something they both said, both of those white men said, I kind of agree with. White Zionism is the problem. And both of these men are Zionists. Biden has proudly said it. Literally, I'll play the clip right here.
You know, I used to say early on when I was a kid, I'd say when I was a young senator, I'd say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
And so on cue, guys, the Patriot Front, that video I played, on cue to support the narratives we just heard from these two traitors about white supremacy being the number one problem in our nation. On cue, you got the Patriot Front, guys. And as former military and as a military man for more than two decades, Chris, as a F-18 pilot for so many years, as somebody who genuinely cares about the nation, do you believe, as I do, as you watch those guys, the Patriot Front, does that not look like military men? Where does that training come from, and why would they partake in this? Why would they play their role to willingly support these narratives that white men are somehow the problem with our nation as the nation collapses from within? Any ideas?
Why they would play the roles? That's a tough one. Are they paid off? Do they have dirt on them? There's so many people that you just wonder how all of these individuals can be sacrificing the good of humanity to their own gain, financial, whatever. So I'm not sure if those people are all in the military right now. Obviously, the school system has been indoctrinating our kids for decades and decades. And now anybody over, 20 years old, or the vast majority of military folks are around 20 to 25 years old. They've been in a Marxist school system their entire lives. It's been accelerating its brainwashing. So I guess I can see, if you look at the Hitler Youth, you look at the way Mao ran the Cultural Revolution, Stalin, the young people took charge, and they were not thinking with righteousness or patriotism as we would define patriotism. They were thinking of adulation for Hitler, for communism. And so I I'm concerned that a lot of our young folks, even those in the military, have been so indoctrinated that they're willing to jump on board this sham, what looks like a sham, of a Patriot Front that comes out to stress the dangers of white supremacy, a bunch of white guys with masks and khakis and blue shirts carrying a flag. The timing of that with all this other hullabaloo about white supremacy being the greatest terror threat, clearly it's a well-orchestrated campaign, whether it's run by the military or somebody above them. It has got the notes of a well-organized campaign using people that just must be ideologically inclined that way. It can't just be some kind of cash bonus with the numbers that we're seeing.
Well, and what we do know based on those videos of those Patriot Front guys marching around with drums, all coordinated with the same color scheme, same, you know, same pants, same t-shirts, same hats, is that it's not organic. At the very least, we know it's not organic. Whereas I think Oath Keepers, from, you know, its emergence, was organic. And I think Oath Keepers showed up and defended the Bundy Ranch against that onslaught by the BLM.
Right.
Bureau of Land Management. So thank God this is how we stand up organically. Jeremy, I know you had a comment on some of the questions I asked before I allowed that follow-up from Chris.
Sure. Well, my mind jumps around, so I guess I'll tack on now to what Chris said. You know, I recently interviewed the kind of famed FBI whistleblower, Stephen Friend, and he gave me some good insights because that man is a patriot through and through. And I said, you know, Stephen, you're white and you're a patriot, but you got into the FBI and you were put in some amazing positions. You were on the Governor Whitmer, you know, false flag plot. He was involved with domestic terrorism cases with January 6th. And I said, did you buy that stuff? He goes, you know what, man, until I got there to those places and began to look at the nuts and bolts of it, I did believe the narrative, because the numbers they were putting in front of me on paper made sense, that white domestic terrorism, there were more cases of that than anything else, and that it was the biggest threat. So I kind of went into it maybe a little bit naive. He said, once I got there, though, and I saw the way that the FBI and the Governor Whitmer case had infiltrated, I forget which particular group it was that supposedly set up the kidnapping, and I saw it was actually FBI that was doing it. He's like, that was a huge red flag for me. And then they stuck me on January 6th, and that's what unlocked the secret. He said, what they do is, they first of all, they'll lie about numbers, but second, they look at those cases, the January 6th, they consider January 6th, every single person that was there being investigated is its own case. Whereas Antifa, they'll take an entire city like Portland and they'll call the entire city, okay, that's Antifa's domestic terrorism case. So it's one case in this city for Antifa, but it's 5,000 cases in Washington, D.C. And also he said that the FBI gives six-figure bonuses for opening a domestic terrorism case on white males in America. So you can imagine, yes, you can imagine the kind of influence that has over what cases they're looking for. So there's probably plenty of carrots dangled to those guys who are marching wearing their stupid looking khakis and their face masks.
Follow the money. Always got to follow the money, like the COVID hospital bonuses and everything else. I had no idea the FBI is giving bonuses on that. That makes a lot more sense. No surprise.
Six figure.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Our tax dollars at work, right?
Yeah. Treason at every turn. I continue to tweet that. Treason at every turn. And I wanted to play this clip because we can see what's going on in Canada and now in Australia. And it just strikes me, based on the research of Dr. John Coleman in the Committee of 300, that book and that entire speech, guys, can be found at my site, thephaser.com. It is a absolute must here. Take notes on it, audience. Listen to the entire presentation and take notes. You will then be armed with as much knowledge as anybody out there. It is brilliant. And the reason I bring it up again is because the bite I'm about to play is coming at you from Australia, one of the territories of the Crown. Just like in Canada, Justin Trudeau, upon being sworn in as the Prime Minister, swore his fealty and took a direct oath of secrecy and pledged his allegiance to the Queen of England. Now we have the King of England. Now, It's funny that people think that the crown is symbolic and they don't have any actual real power. People don't understand history at all. So what the crown has done is, with the Rothschilds and the banksters, created things like the World Economic Forum to be the foot soldiers to execute the tyranny on we the people, right? In United Nations Agenda 2030. Right? You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. I assure you, you won't be happy when the Great Reset comes. Part of the Great Reset is what you're about to hear right now. Yet another territory of the King of England embracing absolute despotism, just like in Canada, where the hand of the Queen, and now King, Trudeau Castro swore his absolute fealty to the crown upon being sworn in. Here's what's coming, friends.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by the federal government. For more, Nine's Oliver Haig joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how will it work?
Lila, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now,
a crackdown on online abuse. Abuse of what? Abuse of what they say is the truth. And now in Canada, I think they just passed into law, anything found on your computer, even if you don't disseminate it, even if you don't share it, could be a crime if the fact checkers deem it to be misinformation. So we can see what's happening here in the territories of the king. And that's what they want here in our nation, gents. But it can't be allowed to stand. I mean, what are we going to have here? Are we going to have a civil war between blue states and red states? Or are we just going to have civilians? We're going to have citizens fleeing from blue states to red states? How do you see this shaking out, Jeremy?
Well, I think we've already got the citizens fleeing from blue states to red states. What we have to have, the Civil War, again, if you go to a hot civil war, it's not going to be an American civil war. It's going to be an international civil war with North Korea, China, all these different people on our shores wanting a piece of the action. And unless you had other heads of state that lined up with people like General Flynn, it's going to be a bloodbath. It would not be a good situation. I think that's why a guy like Joe Biden less than a year ago said, you think you're going to come after us? We got F-16s, Jack, you know, like I think he said that tongue in cheek, but also saying like, don't even try it. You know, I think that the local great awakenings, the local mass noncompliance in cities, counties, and states, we've got to get rid of the what do you call them? The meal toast governors. Like for instance, Governor Bill Lee, he does enough to get on Hannity and talk about how he's fighting. But at the end of the day, he's the one that put in a highly liberal head of our education in Tennessee. And then when he let her go, he put in another one that is highly liberal. Like we cannot have that. We've got to have people in governor and below in these red states that understand the larger war going on and aren't bought off. Then we can actually get something done at a local or state level. But I think until that time, it's a matter of men and women standing together in their local communities, engaged and involved, pushing back. And it's not going to be easy, but it's kind of where we are at the moment.
It's a bitter pill to swallow, isn't it, Chris? I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've said in recent interviews that I feel like I've gone through all of the phases of mourning as it relates to the fall of the Republic. And I don't want to be in the acceptance phase, but it's not healthy to remain in the anger phase. Which phase of mourning are you in as it pertains to the fall of our republic, Chris?
Is acceptance the one? Which one is it? Is that the one where you finally come to deal with it and you take action to have the productive grief kind of thing for mourning? Is that how that works?
That's probably how it should work in our case, because staying in the anger phase is not good for my mental health, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I think acceptance, and based on the things that we've said, the biblical truth behind what we're seeing and the well-coordinated effort internationally, just watching that Australian broadcaster and what's going on there in Canada, and they're certainly trying to implement here and throughout Europe and all over the planet. It is so thought police. It is so Orwellian that any thinking individual, the fact that a thinking individual can't look at that and be just disgusted and dismayed at the amount of totalitarian control that is actively rolling out, that people actually watch that and go, oh, that's cool. People aren't going to be doing hate speech online. This is going to be so great for our utopia with rainbows and unicorns. The situation is so abysmal in terms of people using their brains, whether that's because of a zombification of people, because of the vax, or decades of the television and Operation Mockingbird, I'm not sure, or just the satanic veil that the New Testament talks about, that Satan has a veil over people that's only lifted by Christ, or some kind of combination. There's a reason that all these people are so on board with being slaves, that want to be slaves. And we see that in the blue states. We see that in the people with the mask mandates and you name it, just getting on board and berating their fellow citizens that don't want to wear a mask and want to have some measure of liberty. But it is more intense and more problematic probably in blue cities, blue states. So the topic of red states stepping up, red state leadership stepping up, maintaining lawfulness, whether it's some kind of currency that's backed by real value, real money, or just telling the thugs of the federal government that they are no longer welcome within the borders of, you name it, South Dakota, Idaho, whatever, whether it's ATF agents or Health and Human Services or you name it. That's where this really has to go. And what that does in terms of a civil war, hopefully it's just the disobedience on a state-by-state basis with states exercising the liberty that they should have under a real constitution, under our real constitution, which is being trampled. The states are the only hope, and the federal government will continue to wage war. It'll be an economic war initially, but they could, like they've threatened with their F-15s, F-16s, you name it. It could be a replay of 1861, which would be horrible, absolutely horrible. So I don't know, but either way, the states, personal action, individual action, family level, local level, and state level is really the only way we can oppose this.
Jeremy, weigh in, but what just occurred to me too is that even these red states are far from perfect. Why in the world is this border invasion being allowed to happen in Texas? We have a red state governor there. Now, I understand why it's happening in Arizona, where Katie Hobbs stole the election and the first thing she did was dismantle the makeshift border wall. But how about Texas? Why don't we have National Guard troops down there stopping this invasion? Because that's exactly what it is.
I'm probably not the right one to speak to the nuts and bolts of why, you know, a red state like Texas would be allowing it, other than I've interviewed people that spend all of their life on the border. I think Patriots for America, PFA, the founder of that is constantly on the border trying to save children. And he tells me, he's like, Jeremy, you do not understand how deep the, what are they called out of Mexico that have so much control. And
the cartel.
The cartels, the way they have these government officials, both Republican and Democrat, either A, in their back pocket through payoffs, or B, under the threat of blackmail, or under the threat of, hey, we know where your family lives. And so they're you know, and I can't give details because he wouldn't give me details, but I would say that's got to have something to do with it. And you brought up earlier at a national level, how do these people continue to make decisions that they know are bad for our world at large, but America in particular? And, you know, you kind of start to think, well, Epstein Island is kind of a big deal. And there was kind of a lot of heads of state and, you know, key people that went there. And for really, we're finding out it was the purpose of blackmail in a big way. And I think a lot of us knew that for a long time. And I don't think Epstein Island is the only place that happens, by the way. So I think there's a lot of things held over people's head. I want to say one thing on a very local level, because sometimes a state level or national people get lost. They don't know what to do. Right here in my hometown, last year, we had a pride parade that got out of hand. They were doing drag show dances in front of little kids, having little kids tip the men in drag, all this stuff. It was flamboyant. It was way over the line. And that's city of Franklin. Well, guess what happens a year later? You have a trans shooter come to Franklin and shoot Christian kids and shoot Christian teachers. And they won't release the manifesto. Neither the Nashville police haven't done it yet. You know, the FBI wouldn't want them to do it. And guess what the city of Franklin mayor, who's supposed to be a Republican Christian man, city of Franklin, guess what he approved last week in opposition to what all the people at this city council meeting wanted? He approved another pride parade right here in Franklin on the heels of a shooting. So what a person like me, what other people need to do is step up and say that 75-year-old mayor needs to be on his ass, and he's up for re-election in the fall. Right now, he's running unopposed. I've already had people come to me and say, Jeremy, have you thought about running? Well, hell, somebody's got to. So I think that people, regular common people, need to say, I never would have ever considered running for city council, for school board, for county commissioner, for mayor, but I'm sure as hell going to do it now. And I think that's something that we can get excited about because it gives us something to do.
I think that's fantastic, actionable information with my audience who are action-oriented people. And we're going to round out the conversation by showing both of these gentlemen's websites, guys. But just a final word to tie a bow on this thing. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. Lev Beria, the most ruthless secret police chief in Joseph Stalin's reign of terror in Russia and Eastern Europe, bragged that he could prove criminal conduct on anyone, even the innocent. And what do we see today? We see a Marxist administration that was implanted, that stole the election, now targeting their political adversaries, going after Trump, while Biden can commit all measure of crime with the quantifiable evidence of his bribes from foreign nationals, and the mainstream whore media remains silent. This is the Marxist cultural revolution that the Weather Underground said was coming. And unfortunately, guys, if we don't stop it, the re-education camps are probably coming next. We're going to share the websites of these gentlemen. And first, I think we should show Ready Husband, because if you're not prepped, guys, at this point, what are you waiting for? Ready Husband. If you just type in readyhusband.com, it will come here. But readyhusband.wordpress.com. Tell us about it, Chris.
The whole vision of readyhusband.com and its additional site, myreadyfamily.com, they both point to a family prep plan that you can obtain. Simple one-time payment, cost to launch, $25, and you can get access. You can download a PDF. You can use the online version with all the active links. But it's a simple 7-part plan that goes through personal, provision, shelter, physical, equipment, mobility, team, how to put together your family's preparation. And it's based completely on what I did with my family, based on being a Marine officer and pilot and just being a regular suburban dad for the last 20 years. The things I did, I now put into the 7-part plan so that you can accelerate your family's preparedness so that when things happen, whether it's overall lawlessness, whether it's the fall of the dollar or something naturally occurring or geoengineered occurring like blizzards, hurricanes, that kind of thing, short term or long term, you will be prepared to survive, and not just to survive, but to thrive, and then be in a great position to commit or to obey the Great Commission and help other people and spread the gospel. That's the whole vision behind ReadyHusband.com.
Well, thank you for putting it together, brother. I will leave the link below. And Jeremy, I think you were a great guest today, and I'm glad we talked to, you're both great guests. And Jeremy, I'm glad you brought up Riley Gaines, and we talked about Riley in this conversation today, because in that interview she did with Sebastian Gorka that I was listening to in my Jeep on AM radio just the other day, she said, we need men to stand up. We need our brothers and our fathers and our husbands to stand up for girls. And it really resonated with me. You've got a beautiful young woman who was victimized by one of these trans athletes, and one of the few, by the way, who's speaking out and begging for men to stand up. And I know that's what you're all about. We'll show your Rumble channel here. Jay Slay, USA. Guys, I'll leave the link below. And the website, warriormbs.com. Why don't you tell us about this? Is it time for a personal reset? Well, for many of us, the answer is probably yes.
Yeah, you know, so many men see the problems in the world and it makes them sick. You know, kind of like this show we've talked about today, a lot of these things can black pill somebody if you're not careful. So many men don't move forward on action because they still feel bad about things going on in their own life. Maybe they're physically out of shape. Maybe, you know, chemically they're addicted to some things and they have brain fog every single day. They don't sleep well at night, or perhaps they just feel distant from God and distant from other men. This is a program that I feel like I put together because I wanted to bring men together in community of like-minded dudes that want to get in better shape over a period of 70 days through competition. And it includes a meal plan. It includes a customized fitness plan for each man and soul building operations that you do each week. And you got to prove all this stuff. You can't just say you did it. You got to prove it within your group. So it's fun. And I believe so much in what Chris at Ready Husband is doing. His program is now an option for guys to do as a part of the soul building operations to prepare themselves, their families, and their communities for any number of things that could happen. And I am going to throw out a special bonus for the SGT listeners. I've got one scholarship ready. So you don't know about this yet, Sean, but if your listeners go to warriormbs.com/SGT, all right, I put together a website while we were talking. They can apply, they can talk to me, or they can sign up. And the first one that does through warriormbs.com/SGT, first person that does that gets the program at no charge. Just sign up for a call or sign up for the program right there.
That's pretty cool. I'll leave the link below, guys, warriormbs.com/SGT. And just talk a little bit about the sense of community. Is there a good sense of community on your website with this training and these guys? Because I think white men in particular, but men in our nation have never felt so alone and isolated. And by the way, we're victimized all the time by the mainstream media that says we're the problem. And as it pertains to reparations, by the way, let me say one more thing. In California, they want to pay black people reparations in a state that never had slaves to people that never were slaves, paid by people who never had slaves. The point I want to make is that reparations were paid for. It was called the Civil War.
Yeah. Reparations in blood. And by the way, California, I don't think they have the money anyway to pay. What was it? 1.3 million per like black citizen of California.
Yeah, and 5 million in San Francisco.
Right, right. Yeah.
These people are insane. And by the way, all that's going to do is foment more race wars when these people don't get the money they think they've been promised. It's just, look, I want to end this thing on a positive note, but the weapons of mass destruction aligned against we the people are psychological in nature and very real in nature. Look no further than the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, and the chemtrails, and the geoengineering, and the fluoride, and the water, and the GMO food, and the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum. But community, is there a good sense of community in this program you offer?
There really is, you know, and I'm going off of feedback at the end of each round. At this point, it's a fairly new program, but this is round number 5, and I just passed my 100th sign up over those 5 rounds. So it's a smaller group than people would think. You're not getting in there with 100 guys. You're getting in there with about 20 to 30 guys approximately. And at the end of those rounds, I'll ask, what's the number one thing that you received? Well, there's some guys that lose 30 pounds are like, hey, man, I can't complain about how I look and feel. That's awesome. But I would say 60% of the men are saying, man, the competition piece of it mixed with a community of like-minded dudes where I don't have to worry about what I'm saying. And it's all done through an app. So it's not on the website. It's on an app right there on your phone. There really is a sense of community and some friendships that develop out of it. And once you graduate, then you can be a veteran, Warrior MBS veteran, and you have the opportunity to lead a small group in the next round. So there's kind of a forward momentum you can take with you once you've graduated round one.
Excellent. And, you know, I like to work out 2, 3, 4 times a week. It was every day till my knees blew out. And guys, by the way, that arthritis in the knees thing, that's real and it sucks. It really does suck. And I'm headed back down to Puerto Vallarta to get more stem cells in my knees. I'm going to do a follow-up video and interview about that because my knees are in much, much, much better shape than before I went. So look forward to that follow-up with my buddy down there, the doctor in Puerto Vallarta, where you can get the real stem cells. I'm grateful to have you guys on today. The website, readyhusband.wordpress.com. That's Chris's site. The link is below. Chris, thanks so much, brother. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Sean. We're here to provide resources and hopefully your audience can realize some great value for their families and themselves.
100%. Guys, you guys should sign up, get that thing because it'll give you the blueprint to prep. And Jeremy Sladen, again, the website, guys, warriormbs.com. The link is below and you can find him on Rumble, Jay Slay USA. Nice to meet you, Jeremy. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it greatly, Sean. Thank you very much.
All right. Anytime. Happy to do this again in the future, gents. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, a very special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. And for real news every single day, guys, visit us for free at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and of course, sgtreport.com. Those are all antidotes to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media committee of 300 lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
They're telling us what they're doing. These patents, and I started studying patents, and it's a recipe book for these freaks, these mad scientist psycho freaks, Lucifer and his minions, and they piggyback off of each other.
This is all satanic. So anytime you are doing any of these things that is prescribed by a doctor, it is almost like you are in a death cult and you are agreeing to be a participant.